Welcome back to the Good Weekend podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, where each week we share a Bible reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. For our scripture passage this week, we turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. There is a season for everything, and a time for every matter under the heavens. A time for giving birth, and a time for dying. A time for planting, and a time for uprooting what was planted. A time for killing, and a time for healing. A time for tearing down, and a time for building up. A time for crying, and a time for laughing. A time for mourning, and a time for dancing. A time for throwing stones, and a time for gathering stones. A time for embracing, and a time for avoiding embraces. A time for searching, and a time for losing. A time for keeping, and a time for throwing away. A time for tearing, and a time for repairing. A time for keeping silent, and a time for speaking. A time for loving, and a time for hating. A time for war, and a time for peace. What do workers gain from all their hard work? I have observed the task that God has given human beings. God has made everything fitting in its time, but has also placed eternity in their hearts, without enabling them to discover what God has done from beginning to end. I know that there's nothing better for them but to enjoy themselves and do what's good while they live. Moreover, this is the gift of God, that all people should eat, drink, and enjoy the results of their hard work. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written by Joy J. Moore, professor of biblical preaching at Luther Seminary in St. Paul, Minnesota, ordained elder in the Michigan Conference of the United Methodist Church. As far back as I can remember, whenever someone in my family dies, Ecclesiastes 3 is read at the funeral. You might think that that would be a negative association for me, but it is just the opposite. Whenever our family gathers to celebrate the life of a loved one, we acknowledge the passing of a season. We pause together to recognize that we are not the first or the only people to experience these emotions. We focus on our shared memories. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. Always we are reminded of God's presence with us. One preacher made a clear claim of the majestic sovereign presence of God through this text. The preacher focused on Solomon as the traditional writer of these words. Solomon seemed to have it all: riches, relationships, and reason. And still it wasn't enough. Missing was the yet unfulfilled promise of the glory of God where justice is practiced wisely. Missing, as the seasons come and go, is the performance of life as promised by God. Jesus tells us to perform that promise by feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, trusting that God's provision for some does not create lack for others. See Matthew chapter 25. Trust means our actions are an expression of God's faithfulness. The new year is an appropriate time to remember that we have the opportunity to start again. The reset does not have to begin with our failure, but rather with focusing on the God-given opportunities to begin again. This truly is the season. Sovereign God, in moments of disappointment, enable us to glimpse where your promises have been kept. Amen. And this week, just a suggestion for personal reflection. Take a few minutes to consider what season of life you and your community find yourself in as we begin this new year. You You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. On this first Sunday of the new year, we will return to worship at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person and online. And this will be Epiphany Sunday. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website, or you can go to our YouTube channel. The worship service can also be viewed anytime during the week. Our scriptures on this Epiphany Sunday will be Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6, and Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. Pastor Jenny's sermon is titled, Starlight, Star Bright. We will also share in the Sacrament of Communion. For more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you. Until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.